Okay, what kind of public transportation do they have in San Antonio?
What kind of what?
Public transportation.
Public transportation?
Yeah.
Buses. And, that's about it.
Okay. What do you call that area in, just under the windshield of the car, where, you know, the, speedometer is?
The dash.
Okay. What do you call the little place over on the right side where you might keep maps in?
Glove compartment.
Okay. And what would you wrap around several maps to keep them together, something stretchy?
Rubber band.
Okay. And if you just had two or three sheets of information, you might
put a paper clip on it.
Okay. And where do you keep the spare tire?
Usually in the trunk.
Okay. And if you want the car to go faster, you push down on the
accelerator.
Okay. And how do you shift gears in a car that does not have automatic transmission?
Push in on the clutch.
Uh-huh. And then where usually is the thing that you shift with?
Well, mostly on the gear shift. I mean on the steering wheel column.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Gear shift.
Okay. Okay. If it's on the floor.
Or the gear shift lever, I guess you could call it.
Okay. If it's on the floor, do you call it something else?
Well, you refer to it as stick sometimes, and they're on the floor, sometimes they're on the floor. So.
Okay.
They used to be on the floor all together, and then they put it on the steering wheel, and now they go back to the floor again.
Mm-hmm. Do you call the old-fashioned kind of floor anything different from what you might call modern sports car kind of floor shift?
Well, they refer to them as four on the floor. Or
is that a modern?
That's modern term, yeah.
Is that, would that be like a sports car or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you're driving through a set apartment complex, a lot of times there's a strip of asphalt that's poured, it's about this high usually, poured just straight across the road to make you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
Well, I don't know, except I would call it built-in bump.
Okay, all right. What kinds of trucks does the fire department have?
You mean the name brand, or?
No, I mean,
well, fire trucks.
Okay. By function, sort of. What do you call the one that pumps water to the other trucks?
A pump.
Okay. What about one that has just, the main feature is a huge long ladder?
Oh. Truck and ladder, I guess.
Okay. There's another kind that, I think the telephone company has something like this too, where it's got a big boom and a bucket at the end where the men stand and they can get up, they can move this boom.
Well, the name that I've heard for those most frequently, I guess it's a slang, they refer to them as cherry pickers.
I love that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
We have them, they have them at Kelly Field,
uh-huh.
And they use them to go up on high places on the tail or top of the fuselage, top of the airplane.
Uh-huh.
Working in high places, they bring out, they call for the cherry picker to come out.
Yeah, I've never seen them work on planes, I hadn't thought of that, I guess they would.
Yeah, that's why I worked in quality control and inspection at Kelly and